blanks in the game, and it's always good to you. Any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game, and I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that, you know? It's wrong and wrong.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's about to sign the border security spending bill passed by Congress last night and declare a national emergency to pay for a southern border wall.
The idea is to transfer money from the Treasury and Defense Departments to secure another $8 billion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi cautioned a Democratic president could also declare a national emergency in the future.
The Republicans should have some dismay about the door that they are opening, the threshold they are crossing.
Speaker Pelosi stopped short of threatening a lawsuit, saying Democrats will review their options.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington there. The death penalty is still on the table for a man accused of driving a truck into people in New York City, killing eight in 2017. His attorneys argue President Trump's tweet calling for Saifullah Saipov's execution unfairly influenced the Justice Department's decision. A judge rules there's no evidence prosecutors are acting inconsistently with similar death penalty cases. This is Fox News.
Happy Friday. The forecast is a trade-off over the next few days. Very mild, no winter air, but the risk of showers in the forecast each day. Today, mostly cloudy. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, high around 70. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Tonight's low 61. Up into the low 70s tomorrow, I think mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers and maybe even a few rumbles of thunder. And this is a long weekend for a lot of folks with the President's Day holiday. More rain on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
March into JCPenney for big savings at the President's Day Appliance Sale. Get up to 40% off hot deals on select
styles of your favorite brands like LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through 227. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
guys, welcome back in. 7.5 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Carolyn checking phones as she does on Tuesdays and Fridays. She's welcome to come more than that if she wants. She's so much more lovely than I am on the phone. I go, New Talk, who this? She's like, hello, thank you for calling News Talk.
She does not.
Can I get your information, please? I also have Seth Spotlow, whose birthday is today. Woo! You want to tell people how old you are?
36, man.
Only 36?
36.
You're
happy
a baby,
birthday, Seth Love.
I want to make it to 70, so this is the first day of the last.
Why are you only going to 70?
I don't know. That's just a good number.
Buddy, with medical advances, 70 is not that old. You might want to rethink your strategy, because by the time you get to 70, 34 years from now, 70 is going to feel like 50.
Well, when I'm 40, then I'll be 80.
I mean, they've got blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medicine.
All of which you tell people not to
take. I never have told someone not to take blood pressure medicine. You absolutely take your blood pressure medicine. If they try to put you on statins, tell them to jump in a lake. Tell them you'll take niacin. Or something else. Or nothing. High cholesterol is not going to kill you. But, quality of life. Yeah, you don't want to die at 70.
And I'm a happy person.
Guys, the rules on Friday, Jack Campbell?
There ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. That means Monday through Thursday, we have some rules around here. We've gotten a little too lax with our rules, though. I'm telling you, we've gotten too lax with our rules.
Monday, I follow the rules.
I know. Monday through Thursday, people are calling and just sort of rambling these days, and they're off topic, and they're telling me what they're going to talk about on Friday, when they can be off topic.
Another seminar.
We might have to get another caller seminar. The caller seminar was the greatest thing ever. I will tell people this. Without going too far into it. After the caller seminar, we did the caller seminar started during the last ratings period. Like at the day the ratings period started, we started the caller seminar. The ratings this time were 50% higher than they were last time. I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, it had something to do with that.
And it's the caller seminar.
People listen.
People love caller seminars. They love when our callers are succinct and to the point, except on Friday. Then they like when the callers talk about whatever they want.
If you tell them what to do, they will listen.
I don't tell people what to do. Jack, do I tell people what to do?
I'm not aware that you never tell people what to do.
That's too many negatives. I'm very confused right now. I don't know how to recover from that. All right. Here is the news of the day. There's several things going on right now. One is everybody's taking pot shots at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's easy to do. That's easy to do. Everybody can take pot shots at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We here at News and Views take a different tact. We don't just take pot shots. Pot shots. What was a pot shot? What does that even mean? Where did that phrase come from?
I don't know.
Pot shot.
Carolyn, you should know.
Carolyn, you know what a pot shot is? I mean, I know what it is, but do you... Anyway, here's my thought on this Ocasio-Cortez thing.
It's easy to hit a stoner.
What?
A pot shot.
A pot shot? What did you say Helen Keller for?
Because she doesn't say a word.
Oh, you call her Helen Keller. Oh, okay. Have you ever seen video of Helen Keller talking by chance? She actually could get words out.
Yeah. Especially like when she was calling her dog.
No, we're not going to do that.
I know we're not.
We're not going to do that on air. It's easy to sit and take pot shots of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, especially on this issue, because there were 25,000 to 35,000 high-paying jobs, or moderately high-paying jobs that were going to go to the New York area, and now they're not, and they're blaming it on this gal. I'll say this, though. Amazon is a globalist corporatist enterprise with a single owner worth $130 or $140 billion for now, until his wife leaves him and takes half. One half, Johnny? That was an old Eddie Murphy reference for those that caught it. I want half, Eddie. You seen Eddie Murphy Raw? I cannot play the bit on air.
Man, I don't think so, actually.
Oh, man, it would have come out when you were like 3.
Yeah.
That was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, see?
Well, that's okay. I watched it. but anyway, it's easy to sit and take pot shots at her. But if you have a company worth close to, I think, $1 trillion, with an owner alone worth over $100 billion, the hell do they need $3 billion of public money for to build a location near you? You know what I mean? If they want to build in Queens, build in Queens. What do you need $3 billion in taxpayer money for? Bueller? I mean, I know the only thing better than money is more money, but I mean,
right.
Once you're in the hundreds of billions...
When you're the richest man, you got to stay the richest man.
I get that, but man, $3 billion in taxpayer money? I mean, look what... I'll say this. Alabama has not gotten its fair share for the money we've put into industry coming here. We've just not. If they would have taken that money and invested it in, I don't know, roads, bridges, infrastructure, electricity, gas lines.
You know, stuff we need.
Transportation, education. If they would have invested all the billions of dollars we've given globalist corporatist enterprises to come to Alabama, I think more people would be here. I think more businesses would come here because it would be a better place to live. Instead, we give $1 billion to ThyssenKrupp and they don't even build a factory. They just leave.
Well, that's terrible.
I mean, we hand out $100 million checks like it's nothing around here. So I'm actually kind of on her side on this. Not that I don't think that New York should have gotten 25,000 jobs or 35,000 jobs. Not that I don't think they would have been benefited by that. But I don't know. I mean, $3 billion is a lot of money. If you want to build jobs in New York, knock yourself out. I don't know. Apparently, I'm alone on this. Nobody has a hot take.
I don't care. There was an article in the Washington Post this morning.
Just threw it away. We're done with that.
An editorial about how she's exposing the big lie of the ultra-left.
Which is?
Well, I couldn't read it because I've read too many articles. They won't give me any more articles.
Like 99 cents a month.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. What is up with that?
I mean, just pay the 99 cents a month. It doesn't cost anything.
5 articles, and you hit number 6, and they're like, you got to pay us.
Yeah, but it's cheap.
But they're the one that sent me the email.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get you to read their stuff.
Well, they go right to hell. I'm not going to give the Washington
99
Post...
99 cents?
It's the fact, man. It's not the amount.
You got to know what the enemy's thinking.
I know. Well, anyway, so...
But no,
They're starting to worry about her a little bit, I think.
Oh, I know they're starting to worry about her, but long story short, I do not... necessarily disagree with her on this issue. If somebody wants to give Amazon $3 billion, that's their business, I guess. But I look at all the businesses we've given money to in Alabama, and you know how I know that it doesn't pay Alabama? You know how I know it doesn't make sense?
How?
Because there's no website touting how much money we gave a company and how much money we got back.
Yeah.
If there was a website that said we gave Hyundai, $400 million, but here's how much we've gotten out of the deal. Here's how much tax revenue is accrued to the state of Alabama. They don't do that.
That's because we didn't get nothing.
No, because we didn't get $400 million out of it.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get nairn.
We put more money into these stupid projects than we get out of it. I promise you. Oh, otherwise, they'd be bragging and telling us why we don't.
It'd be front page.
Otherwise, they'd be... It would. It would be front page. They would have a gigantic... A Department of Commerce would have a gigantic search your project here. And then you tell me, Polaris, we gave $337 million to Polaris. Here's how much money we've gotten back into the tax treasury. They don't do that. The reason they don't do that is we don't get our money back. Oh, but bam, they eat at restaurants. That's fine.
What? How much money did ThyssenKrupp steal?
$1.2 billion. We spent $1.2 billion on a factory that never got built.
Thanks, Bob.
That's Billion Dollar Bob.
Billion Dollar Bob. Slick Bob.
David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Yeah, I am not real thrilled with entities, you know, municipalities, states, whatever, giving away millions of dollars to bring in business. Have you ever seen the documentary about Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices?
I have not seen that.
I haven't seen
it. It is very interesting. And, you know, there, of course, when Walmart comes into a town, especially a small town, I mean, within a year or two, all these mom-and-pop businesses that have been there for generations go out of business. And this one individual, he owned a hardware store, like second or third generation. And, you know, within about a year or so, after Walmart came into this town, small town, put them out of business, you know, and he's confronting the city council, and he's saying, you know, did you ever give me a dime, you know, for improvement and stuff when I, you know, relocated, built a new store and all this? And of course, they're all sitting there with their heads down because, of course, you did. He said, so why did you give Walmart all these tax breaks and hundreds of millions of dollars in development breaks and stuff, you know, when you don't give it to the average person who's also paying their taxes?
Yeah.
And it's the same way. I feel the same way.
Well, it is picking winners and losers. And I do think there's some, I'm not saying never, ever incentivize anything ever. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But $3 billion to a company worth almost $1 trillion?
Yeah. And that hasn't paid a dime in taxes in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the rub of
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I guess a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Yeah. But on the flip side.
I think she found one here. What, yeah, Jack? That's a metaphor, right?
I think it's not.
Yeah.
But on Carolyn, the flip side of this, hold on, David. I defer to Carolyn. Carolyn, sure. is that an accepted metaphor?
Yeah. I think it's a good one.
I think so.
Me too. I love it.
Yeah. A blind squirrel finds a nut every night. Go ahead.
Anyway, on the flip side of this, it's exposing AOC and the whole ideology of socialism. Socialism kills jobs. Socialism costs people money. It doesn't produce anything but misery.
Yeah. I agree.
So, you know, there's the good and the bad of this.
Okay.
And, you know, you got to take sides, you know. Are you for or against?
Who's the legislator that's going to sponsor legislation that mandates the Department of Commerce give us a money spent, a spreadsheet on published on the website monthly, money spent on projects and money received from that project?
Never happened.
It'll never happen. It will never, ever, ever happen. But I want to see one like Polaris. We spent X number of dollars to date. And every month it'll be different because you spend a little more money every month over maybe 5 or 10 years. And then how much tax revenue have we gotten from their employees, property tax, education tax, and everything else? You know why they'll never do that, David? No legislator will ever do it either because the corporatist will take his head off.
Well, that and the National Business Council has way too much pull in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, in lobbying. I mean, there's no way that you're ever going to get something like the truth out on something like that. That, it's like you're saying, that costs people their political lives, if not their real life.
I got to run, David. Good call as always. Thanks.
Perhaps that should have been, even a blind hog finds an acorn every now and then.
Well, blind squirrels can find nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, squirrels.
Yeah, D's.
Especially when you're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, the left has a new thing. It's MAGA on the right. They have MABA on the left. Make Alexandria a bartender again. They can't stand it.
That's person believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, children, and some of abuse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
the River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
After 9 o'clock, guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations right here in the River Region. Up in Prattville, Alabama, in the High Point Shopping Center, they got a beautiful Midtown Pizza Kitchen location. The pizza oven is out there where everybody can see it. It's flaming and domed over, and you can watch them slide your pie around in there. It's really, really nice. The Midtown location, the original location right here in Midtown Montgomery, has, that's at the Zelda Play Shopping Center, has a private dining room. A little fountain outside the kids can get wet. All kinds of stuff going on. I don't think it's on in the winter, actually. All kinds of stuff going on at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Both locations. The special this week, chicken marsala over bow tie pasta. Genius, with a little fresh-shaved Parmesan on there. It's a great weekend to celebrate Valentine's Day. That way you didn't have to get in all the muss and fuss yesterday. Ugh. Chaos. Mm. Two-hour waits. Specials because the kitchen's full. Yeah. Get over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen where you don't have to deal with all that. Go. Friday night's a great day. Family night. Take care, everybody.
Jack? You done?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
You done if you need me to be done?
I wanted to reach out
to
Pickett Reese.
Who?
Pickett Reese. He's a listener who sent me that article from Texas Monthly about Buckies.
I saw that article about
that's
Buckies.
That's fascinating about that man that started that company. It's a really good article, though.
Fair enough. Carolyn's
laughing.
I didn't know his name was Beaver. The guy's name was Beaver.
Yeah, it's his nickname. His name's Arch.
How do you get so into something you like, you know, you collect stuffed beavers and next thing you know, they start calling you Beaver?
And Bucky's is named for an old lab he had named Buck. So it's Bucky's, but the logo's a beaver. Who doesn't love a beaver?
I'm a big fan. Chris.
Yeah, I heard you say that we paid $1.2 billion for a plant that didn't get built?
Yeah, something like that.
It got built. They just sold the carbon steel side to a company called AM&S and the stainless steel side to a company called Outokumpu, and they're actually running that facility.
So we're building German elevators in Mobile. Is that what you're telling me?
No, not elevators, steel.
Well, I thought that's what ThyssenKrupp was going to do. Weren't they going to build elevators down there or something?
Oh, no, no. That's a steel processing facility.
And they're doing that now? Why didn't ThyssenKrupp do
Absolutely.
It?
Well, they got tangled up in some kind of a steel deal in Argentina, and it went south price-wise, so they just got out of that business in Calvert and sold both. Actually, it was two separate companies. Sold it to different entities who are now operating those facilities.
Okay.
Will we ever get that much investment back?
No.
Maybe in 30 years, maybe.
I doubt it. Trust me, if this was a winning strategy, if the Department of Commerce could show a profit to the state of Alabama for luring these companies in, they would be touting it till the world's end. I mean, you wouldn't be able to turn around without running into a billboard talking about Alabama winning again. You know, $2.6 billion spent, $4.5 billion in tax revenue. You'll never, ever see it. It's not. But, Chris, thank you for the information. That's good to know.
All right, man.
Is it Helena or Helena?
It's whatever you want.
Wow.
Sure would be. Answer. Sure
would
be.
Right show.
Wouldn't be Helena or Helena if that were the case.
Well, with a name like Helena, you just learn to just go with it, you know?
Well, she goes with it. She just goes with it. Whatever you want, Jack.
Well, I heard.
Well, wait a minute.
It's everybody's birthday now.
It is Seth's birthday, Helena.
How you doing?
Honey, I'm old enough to be your mama.
Hey, that's cool.
That just puts you right in his wheelhouse.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no.
I'm not like that. As long as you're nice, we're good.
You know, this is how rumors get started.
Well, you've called the right place.
Well, anyway, I wanted to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was just tax incentives that New York had offered for Amazon, correct? That was just tax incentives, the $1.2 billion?
Yeah.
Okay. But if
some of it was cold hard cash.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not all abatements. I mean, some of it is they want you to spend money redoing subway lines, redoing your highways, redoing your water infrastructure. That, you know, some of it's cash you have to spend.
Okay.
Eminent domain to be done, you know, to transfer.
Yeah.
Not a lot of massive real estate in Queens that's fallow. You know, some of that has to be eminent domain condemned and sold to Amazon.
Okay. Well, because I was thinking if it was just tax incentive that was given, when they finally got the place functioning and they had all of these 25,000 people working, and those people working spent money in the area and moved to the area, so on and so forth, would that not have been, you know, in essence, a gain for New York City?
Well, it would, but I mean, you're talking about the gain to the Treasury. You're soaking the Treasury when you're talking about spending $3 billion. And if it's just a gain to the people of Queens, you know, because their property value goes up or somebody moves to the area and eats at the local McDonald's and so the franchisee makes a little money, how does that benefit the guy in Albany who's been paying taxes? How does that benefit the guy in Rochester who's been paying taxes? The guy in Buffalo who's been paying taxes? I mean, they don't benefit from that. And so what you've done is you've drained the Treasury to the tune of $3 billion to benefit one neighborhood in Queens.
Okay.
I mean,
you've enlightened me again.
Well, we have a habit of doing that on this program.
Well, and that's why I listen.
Well,
every day.
Who listens, Helena? Who listens?
Airbud.
There you go. She's one of us.
I am.
Thank you, Helena. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you. No, I'm not saying that the state of New York wouldn't, or the area wouldn't feel $3 billion in benefits. But unless it goes back into the Treasury, the taxpayers across the board don't feel that $3 billion. You know? I mean, when they built Mercedes, they said, well, think of all the great work it's done in Tuscaloosa. Well, that's great. But how does that benefit anybody in Mobile or Montgomery or Birmingham or Huntsville or any of the rural areas? It doesn't. You know, so we pay our taxes. They give, you know, Seth and Barron and Jack and Carolyn, we all pay state taxes. And then the state turns around and hands it to a German multinational conglomerate and a few people in Tuscaloosa benefit. why did I pay taxes for that? You know, I didn't go to Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa. Jeff.
Hello, Helena. Helena. Hey, gentlemen.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here for us. I have a question. I understand that the Department of Commerce of Alabama will never disclose what they do with the funding, but on the national level, there is Judicial Watch and different private entities out there that kind of have a monitoring, oversight, investigative processes for the national budget and government. Is there any local entity or state entity that is outside of the judiciary or the commerce that could actually develop that and keep to hold them accountable from a private sector?
You're asking, is there a nonprofit that would be willing to file the necessary lawsuits like Judicial Watch does in order to get commerce to disclose whether or not we're making money off these projects?
Yes.
No. No. And here's why. The federal court system keeps the federal government honest. The Alabama court system is corrupt and decrepit. It is full of political hacks who, I mean, it's just awful. The Alabama Supreme Court might have two or three decent justices and a bunch of lousy hacks. The courts of appeals have, you know, one or two good judges and a bunch of hacks. Your average district and circuit judge around here, they're okay. You know, it's not.
99% of Alabamians know this, but they would never admit that the people know this because they don't want to face that reality as a truth.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thanks. I mean, I think it's...
Did you see this article hackery about these two people being abducted from a hotel room and beaten? One of them near death? No. 77-year-old man?
Sounds like we'll talk about it on the other side of the break, because I want to...
You know something?
Well, no, but I mean... I'll share something with you during the break. We'll talk about whether we talk about it on there. How about
that? Oh, okay.
Mr. Sandman, 18 of the last 20 years, he's been voted the number one mattress supplier right here in the River Region for things like customer service, not pushy salespeople, the availability of products, the price. Oh, my goodness, the prices. And the pillows.
Oh, pillows. Amazing.
Pillows change your life. Pillows change your life. A latex pillow is a life-changing investment, and they're not that expensive. I mean, when you think about what would you pay to increase your quality of life over a 2-year period or a 5-year period, these pillows I don't think ever wear out.
Never.
I mean, they're made of a material that just doesn't wear out, and they keep you cool. They're not hot. It's an amazing pillow. It's a truly amazing. It's like sleeping weightless. Your head just sort of hangs there. And if you got sensitive ears or sensitive neck or something like that, it doesn't push real hard up against it. It's a dynamite pillow. Then you think, what would I pay to change my sleeping experience for the next 2 to 5 years? I mean, I would pay thousands, and we're talking a few dozen dollars. I mean, I don't want to say the exact price because there's different price points. But I think like between $40 and $80, change your life.
Oh, it's great.
Life changing. Oh. If you won't spend that, then you deserve to feel bad. That's what I see. I mean, it's true. I give you the answers. I can lead you to water. I can't make you drink. I could drown you, but I'm not going to. Go to Mr. Sandman. He won't drown you. He'll encourage you to drink and show you the benefits of it. Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway, right across from the Dairy Queen, right here in Montgomery, up in Millbrook, Highway 14, right on the other side of the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstore. We'll be back. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Just like the letter is first in the alphabet, starts with an A, so is Big A Tires and the Tire Business. Their services include, but are not limited to, oil changes, brakes, air conditioning service and repair, front-end alignments and repair as well, check engine diagnostics, shocks, struts, transmission service, and did we mention Bridgestone and Firestone tires? Hey, there's always a sale going on at Big A Tires. Lori Carroll and the gang appreciate your business. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just past Bama Lanes. See them today.
9,000 dedicated employees and nearly $2 billion in sales, Varsity Brands owns the youth sports marketplace with a mix of technology and service. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Not much sun over the next several days, but at least no Arctic air. That's good news. For today, mostly cloudy, high around 70. Yeah, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. For tonight and tomorrow, breezy. You could run into a shower from time to time. Tonight's low 61, tomorrow's high low 70s. Then how about mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then still wet Monday, I think. A lot of folks have that long weekend because of the President's Day holiday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Sent a text message earlier. I forgot.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. But I do know my man Riley Manning is the greatest human being on the history of the planet when it comes to painting services. He is nothing short of miraculous. The guy is genius. I have two doors on the front of my house. And I got them priced to replace the doors, and it was over $10,000. It was ridiculous. Riley Manning came out there. He got his team. He gave me a great quote. He lived up to the quote. He didn't nickel and dime me to death. And he got it stripped down and sanded and restained and revarnished, and they look like brand spanking new doors at about 10, 15% of the cost.
What color?
It's like a walnut color.
Cool.
It's a darker color than they originally were. I asked him to go darker.
That's nice.
Darker, richer. You know, there's got to be something to that.
I painted for a long time.
Did you?
Yes.
799-1284. Call them 799-1284. You can check them out online, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. Where did you paint? Around here?
Mm-hmm.
New houses?
Yeah, everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Were you like on a crew or was it like your business?
No, I was on a crew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I can see.
No, I hated it, but I'm great.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But you're a good painter?
I am.
You can cut in?
Oh, man, I got a straight line for days.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I hate it. That's how good I am.
You know how many houses I'll paint the rest of my life? Hopefully. Zero. In an ideal world, I will never again paint anything. But I can't guarantee that.
No, you can't guarantee anything. You can't have nothing.
Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm going to save that for later.
What is it, Baron?
Well, I'll do it now.
You save, and then...
Then I end up not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we don't ever do it. Which is fine.
All right.
Because it's Friday. Let's just stop talking.
Police investigating whether Jesse Smollett staged attack with the help of others. It looks like they're going to arrest these guys. I want to ask a question. When was the last time there was a real hate crime? I don't think I've ever seen a real hate crime. All these hate crimes are fake. Every one of them. The noose is left in trees. They always end up being somebody calling attention. The swastika on the side of the synagogue, that's always backwards. No neo-Nazi's going to get that wrong. And what the hell's the purpose? No one does this. It's the 21st century. People don't act this way. People don't behave this way. Nevertheless, in order to keep up the narrative that Donald Trump is the worst human being on earth, people like Empire actor Jussie, J-U-S-S-I-E. What the hell kind of name is that? Change it to Jesse. Jussie Smollett. Is, what?
You made that up.
No, that's his name. I'm reading it. Jussie.
Jussie.
J-U-S-S-I-E. Jussie. Okay.
Smollett.
Yeah. S-M-O-L-L-E-T-T. Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
That's his last name.
Okay.
Sounds like a fish.
A Smollett?
Mm-hmm. A Jussie Smollett was washed up on the beach on Friday.
It was unusually large.
This endangered species is probably the result of global warming.
You know it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Source familiar with the investigation told ABC7 iTeam that Smollett failed to appear for an interview with detectives earlier Thursday, but has since spoken with police. I don't think it was real. I didn't think it was real the day they had it. Every square foot of Chicago is under a camera, except the one little block where he got attacked. And he got attacked after picking up a Subway sandwich. But guess what he's carrying after the attack?
Hold on. Subway sandwich.
A Subway sandwich. Who keeps their sandwich through an attack?
Well, and what day was it? It was like negative 15.
Let me tell you something. If somebody attempted to beat my ass and I was holding a cheeseburger, the only thing that's going to survive that attack is the cheeseburger. I ain't letting go.
Well, he didn't let go of his Subway.
Well, there are some legitimate hate crimes. I just read an article the other day in the Austin American Statesman. These two guys had left a gay bar in Austin. And they're walking down the street, and foolishly, these two boys were holding hands. I say foolishly because sometimes that invites a situation. And these three guys beat the hell out of them, and they got charged with... You know, under the hate crime law, because that's what it was, because of all the things they were yelling at the
Well, it's
boys.
Like 1% of these alleged
but
hate crimes.
It does happen, but it's very rare.
But more often, it seems like these are fake and staged. People beating themselves up, people, you know, hanging nooses in their own trees.
Yeah.
People putting swastikas and things on their own churches. Burning down. You remember the black churches that were burned down? They found out it was one of their own people burning it down. All the Jewish synagogue and cemeteries. And Mike Pence is out there cleaning up Jewish cemeteries. And it's some Jewish guy trying to make it look like Donald Trump's hideous.
Feel like it would die if they would let it.
I think a lot of it would die.
I think it would too.
I think people, generally speaking, get along a lot better than people want them to get along.
Yeah, just hate everybody instead of just one time.
The economy's going really well. People have a hard time digging up a bunch of hate when the economy's doing well. You know, when you're losing your jobs, it's easy to hate people.
Yeah, man.
When you're starving to death, it's easy to hate people. When the stock market's at 25,000 and unemployment's at 3.9%, it's harder to hate people. You know? You don't like your job? Guess what? There's 800,000 more jobs than there are people looking for jobs. Go find one. You know what I mean? Get a job. There's jobs everywhere. You might have to move. You might be a little inconvenienced. You might have to learn a new skill or a new trip, but go get a job. There's jobs everywhere right now. Now's the time. Now's the time. If you ever wanted to... There are so many jobs, people are calling people who aren't even looking for jobs, saying, are you interested in moving to this new job? I mean, it's happening like crazy. Headhunters are calling random people in you know, Montgomery, Alabama, saying, hey, you want to move to Denver and work here? You want to move to North Dakota and work here? I mean, it's happening.
I work hard. People ask me all the time. I worked 16 hours yesterday.
Why?
Because it was Valentine's Day and I'm single.
Oh, you didn't want to think about it?
Right. I'm smart.
Just throw in the towel, Seth.
I know, man.
Just throw in the
towel. Did you do any? Did you like... I was alone last night for Valentine's Day. I made myself a steak and some rice and a little chickpea dish.
Oh, man.
I got a picture of it.
Gross.
What chickpeas? Gross. What are chickpeas? Like lima beans?
No, they're garbanzo beans.
Look at that.
Wow.
Doesn't that look good?
They're hard as a... Yeah.
Would you eat that?
Yeah.
You'd eat that, wouldn't you, Jay?
Well, I had some the other night.
They're not hard. You cook them until they're...
mashed up.
No. You cook them until they just fall apart in your mouth. They're velvety and they're like a superfood. They're really healthy.
What?
Look at how rare that's Pittsburgh rare right there.
See, I like well done, dead on fire.
You
meat.
Do?
Yes.
You and Donald Trump. Look at that. That's perfect color.
That's like purple.
I know.
Jesus.
That's where they're. That's when you know it's done right.
But it's not done at all.
It's not done at all.
Yeah, you just get a little charcoal taste on the outside, and then you put it on a plate. Shine a flashlight on it. You know, one of those million candle power flashlights? That's enough.
And that's how you get worms.
I've never had a worm that I know of. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, go check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
I'm the office manager of a business with a hectic computer network. I'm not a computer person, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to.
Ask us about our free network assessment. Bachelor Technologies. We are BT.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
March into JCPenney for big savings at the President's Day Appliance Sale. Get up to 40% off hot deals on select styles of your favorite brands like LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Plus, get 18 or 30-month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card through February 27th. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney. Offers valid 27 through June 27. Some exclusions apply. Must request a time of purchase. Special financing and new account discount offers cannot be combined. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. Heard exclusively on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
We get some ne'er-do-wells that stop by sometimes. Seth is one of those.
Yeah.
And I got somebody saying, is he cute? Is he single? He's cute.
Oh, hey, besides that, I'm a good dude. And that's what matters.
He can also cook and paint. He'll love to paint your new house.
I fix your house and your car.
All right, guys. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. 9 minutes now till the top of the hour. Trump installs a $50,000 golf simulator. Missing from every single headline and story I saw on mainstream media was that he did it with his own money. He paid his own money to put a $50,000 golf simulator in here, and he did it because he replaced the crappy one Obama had at taxpayer expense. Wow. Not the lead story. Instead of Trump installs $50,000 golf simulator at White House during shutdown, the headline should be Trump pays $50,000 of his own money to replace junky taxpayer funded golf simulator Obama put in. I wish I could write the headlines.
It sounds so much better. It doesn't take much to make it sound good.
We are the headlines. The Washington Post, of course, reported this.
Oh, you ought to see the Washington Post today.
What is on the Washington Post today?
I mean, every article is anti-Trump.
Every article.
Every headline.
Just wait. As it gets closer to the 2020 election,
it's going
to
be unbearable.
It's going to be so bad. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's just...
You think it can get not any worse. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
I'm telling you, just wait. As we get closer to the 2020 election, for example, Facebook thinking about... that. This is... Well, here, let me... actually, I got two stories. Let me synthesize the news here.
Really?
I'm going to synthesize the news, Jake. Facebook is going to be removing any content. They're talking about removing any content that can be perceived as anti-vaccination. Any content that they perceive as anti-vaccination, Facebook wants to do away with it. Just wait until it gets closer to 2020. Just wait until it gets closer to 2020. You think it's bad now. They're just testing these things right now. Within the last 2 weeks of going into the 2020 election, September and October of 2020, you will not be able to see a single conservative in the public square anywhere in America.
Do you think all this hate will backfire and people will start changing their minds?
About what?
I mean...
No. This is
going to
be effective. No, this is going to work.
Really?
Yes. This is going to work. Here's the other headline that I'm going to synthesize. YouTube will determine what a conspiracy is and stop recommending such videos. Basically, they're going to say anything that's not the mainstream news is going to be considered conspiratorial. And so they're not going to recommend you see those. And that's just step one. Step two is they're actually going to ban them. They're going to deplatform. They're already deplatforming conservatives. They're kicking conservatives off of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube left and right. Just wait. This is all a test. When it gets to 2020, as we get into the 2020 election, you are not going to be able to find a conservative voice anywhere in America. We'll be lucky if we're still on the radio. I'm serious. It's unbelievable what these guys are trying. Anti-vaccination content. Someone sent me a great letter. Let me see if I can find it here. Someone sent me a fantastic letter that Adam Schiff wrote to Mark Zuckerberg. In the letter, he claims there's no evidence that suggests vaccines cause life-threatening or disabling diseases. And that Facebook needs to stop this false information, take steps to halt this false information. Well, in 1986, Congress actually established a program called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Since 1986, it has compensated people the federal government has determined have been permanently disabled or died as a result of vaccines. To date, more than $4 billion has been paid out. And when you consider their caps on the claims of like a couple hundred thousand dollars, think of how many people have been paid out. Now, you can say that the public health outweighs the risk, but you can't say there's no risk.
There's a risk for everything.
There's a risk for everything. When you're injecting chemicals into your body, some people's bodies are not going to react well. And if you point that out on Facebook, it's now considered anti-vaccination, and they're going to talk about banning it. Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House, whatever it's called, Intelligence Committee, wants them to ban it, saying it's for spread of false information. But you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't, and this is my problem with vaccines. I'm not saying don't vaccinate your children. If you want to, do it. Knock yourself out. If you don't want to, don't. Knock yourself out. But my problem is we've socialized the losses, meaning vaccine companies cannot lose money. Because you create a vaccine, they make it mandatory you take it, so they automatically are going to get a captive audience of millions of children around the country. It's guaranteed. And then if something goes wrong in it, it's turned out to be a faulty vaccine or it's causing problems, the federal government picks up the tab for the damages. You cannot lose money. So why do you think we have 72 vaccines and rising that are required for children? Because it's a guaranteed foolproof way for Big Pharma to make money. You cannot lose on the deal. You create a vaccine, you go lobby legislators, and they always do, to make it mandatory before you enter kindergarten or before you enter high school. And you cannot lose. You make billions of dollars, and you cannot lose money. It's a no-brainer. It's absolutely no-brainer. And that's and these big pharma people are who are lobbying people like Adam Schiff to go around and try to shut down any dissent and point out the fact that, oh, by the way, $4 billion worth of injuries have been paid out, and that's just the ones you admit have been caused by the injuries. Mm-hmm. That's like the ones where it's so obvious they can't deny it, like you get a shot and 2 hours later you're dead. You know what I mean?
Getting manipulated, man.
But yeah. But he has the temerity to write, there's no evidence to suggest that vaccines cause life-threatening or disabling diseases. No, there's a lot of evidence. $4 billion worth of evidence.
No kidding.
So this is what I'm talking about. This vaccine stuff has gone completely bananas and overboard. We need to go back to the way it was in the 80s where you got 8 or 10 shots.
Yeah.
8 or 10 shots.
No measles. No polio.
Yeah. People don't complain about 8 or 10 shots. Yeah. They complain about 72 shots.
Ooh.
72 shots.
Mm-mm.
I hate to get fired up about
Well, you are. And you used the word temerity. Is that where turmeric comes from?
No.
Okay.
I take turmeric twice a day, though.
You should. It's good.
I take 900 milligrams in the morning and 900 at night.
How many vitamins do you take?
I take magnesium at night. I take turmeric at night. And I take krill oil at night. And is that it? Yeah. And in the morning, I take zinc, krill oil, turmeric.
Vitamin D. I knew that was in there.
I always take it in the morning because it gives you energy, and I don't want to.
Oh
have
my God, does it
really?
You ever sat out in the sun in the morning?
Yeah, keep you going.
Yeah, get you a little sun. Wear nothing but your skivvies.
And I drink CBD oil like it's a milkshake.
Man, I bet your pee
really,
is green.
Not really. What do you mean?
No, I mean all those vitamins make.
I drink a lot of water.
Oh, okay.
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, you betcha.
All I know is whenever the sun came out the other day and it was real hot, I felt great.
Let's check the, I'll check during the break. It won't make good radio, but there's the U.S. Navy keeps track of the, I think I'm pronouncing it right, the azimuth and the altitude of the sun in the sky, and it lets you know when you can get vitamin D from the sun. Alabama, we're just about there. We're not there yet. The sun has to be over 50 degrees altitude, or you're not really getting vitamin D from it.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why flu season comes in the middle of winter, because the sun's never above 50 degrees. So you can't get vitamin D for weeks, months. Like in Alabama, it's like from October to March, you can't get vitamin D from the sun. You have to supplement. And if you don't supplement, you don't get vitamin D. If you have low vitamin D, you're susceptible to the flu.
Yeah, and rickets.
No, rickets is too much vitamin D, I think. Is it too little vitamin D?
How about scurvy?
Hold on, we got Dr. Hansen's going to weigh in here.
Vitamin C?
Rickets is vitamin C.
Vitamin
Rickets
C is scurvy.
Vitamin, no, scurvy is vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
Rickets is vitamin D, but I think it's too much.
I'm freaked out.
I think it's on the other scale. On the other scale. I'll turn your mic off. You don't have to go beating around on it.
Yeah.
I like how people throw the microphone out of the way when they're done with it. I am done with this microphone. I shall speak it no more. What?
Watch out for that scurvy.
Did I play this yesterday? Yes, no, I played it Wednesday.
Sure did.
That's all right. It's a lovely song.
Sunlight hurts my eyes.
You were talking about the sunshine and it being a lovely day?
Yeah.
One quick question.
Make it fast.
Yesterday, did y'all talk about Ted Cruz's proposal?
No, we'll talk about it on the other side.
Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside